So it's just about midnight, but thanks to jet lag, I am wide awake, as is apparently everyone else staying at this hotel. Oh, sorry, excuse me. Guess it's true what they say about it being the city that never sleeps. Or, wait, was that Vegas? Either way, I'll tell you, Hollywood is for hustlers. Not to mention what the 0% humidity is doing for my hair. Just look at the people these suites are named after. The Marilyn Monroe suite. She was an orphan before she became an international sex symbol. Audrey Hepburn survived World War II and worked as a chorus girl before she was cast as Gigi. And of course, the king himself. Did you know that when he was a kid, Elvis was teased and called a hillbilly? See, all of these people have one thing in common. They came from nothing and overcame everything. Maybe that's what I like so much about this place. It's proof that there's hope. What do you guys think? Does LA suit me better than New York? Who knows? Maybe it's time to start a new chapter. Maybe that's the reason for all of this. Okay, more soon. Oh, sorry, I was just... Stop! Why are you doing this?
Welcome to Solve, the interactive mystery podcast where you don't just hear about crimes, you solve them. Each episode will present you with a different case inspired by a true crime. You'll interrogate suspects, piece together evidence, and investigate the crime scene. You're the detective. This is your case. Can you solve it? Solve presents Old Hollywood Hotel.
I'm here at the Old Hollywood Hotel, where 23-year-old influencer Eloise Pham was found dead in the swimming pool this morning. According to social media, the New York resident was visiting California with her boyfriend. They were supposed to fly home this afternoon. Eloise had recently hit 1 million followers on Instagram and had promised her fans it was just the beginning. Excuse me, can you tell me your name and why you're here today?
I'm Haley. I just can't believe she's gone. You know, she touched so many people. Eloise is the whole reason that I'm here today. God, she did not deserve this.
Well, you heard it. Eloise Pham's fans are here, watching her videos, honoring her brand, and vowing to make sure her legacy lives on.
This is insane. All these questions. How was your relationship with Eloise? Like, if it were somehow a little rocky, it would mean that I killed her. Look, we had our issues, sure, but at the end of the day, I really did love her.
What?
Come on, baby. You can't possibly still be mad at me.
And yet here I am, doing the impossible.
Well, then, I guess you don't want to hear the good news.
What good news? Coop, what good news?
Hey, I talked to my boss and I got the time off for California. All right? So you can go ahead and book the flights, hotels, whatever you want.
Really? Whatever I want?
Really? I know how important this all is to you. I'm sorry if it didn't sound like that last night. I really am proud of you. I'll be right there. I'll text you later, Al. I can't wait to see what you look like on a California beach.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Eloise. I'm on my way home from the grocery store, but I just couldn't wait to tell you all that Coop and I are officially coming to California in July. Oh, I'm so excited. So I have some ideas of where we want to check out, but please send me recommendations for hotels, restaurants, everything in San Francisco, Napa, Santa Barbara, and most importantly, Los Angeles. And of course, in return, I promise to bring you all along every step of the way, whether Cooper likes it or not. Okay, bye, more soon.
Good afternoon, darling. This is the Old Hollywood Hotel. My name is Daphne. How may I assist you?
Hi, Daphne. My name is Eloise. I'm calling to make a reservation for the night of July 15th.
All right, okay. Let me see here.
My followers say this is the place to stay in Hollywood.
Let me guess. You're one of those so-called influencers expecting a freebie.
Oh, no. Of course not. I mean, I am an influencer, I guess. But I'm not expecting anything free. Unless...
Well, Miss Influencer, do you have a special suite in mind?
A special suite?
I'm surprised your followers didn't tell you. Here at the old Hollywood Hotel, each room is named for a different Hollywood star. Each suite has themed decor, beverages, snacks, wall art, the works. For your night, we have the Shirley Temple, Marilyn Monroe, Humphrey Bogart, Judy Garland.
Ooh, I'll take that one. The Wizard of Oz is my favorite movie.
All right. The total for one night in the Judy Garland suite is $376.54, not including parking or daily fees. How would you like to pay?
Amex, please.
Great. What's the name on the card?
Cooper Adler. COOPE.
Look, ask anyone. I'd do anything for Eloise. And frankly, I did. I paid for everything. Eloise wouldn't have had anything to Instagram if it weren't for the clothes, dinners, vacations that I bought her. I blew off my own parents so I could take her to California. And sure, they might think it's all a bit sort of vain and soulless and... Look, the point is, Eloise loved being an influencer. And I loved her. So I supported whatever she wanted to do, whether it was the videos or the yoga or... whatever. That's what you do when you love someone, isn't it? Elle, all I'm saying is I want this vacation to be about us. You and me, not you, me, and your fans.
Again, it's all about what you want, Coop. No consideration of me or my career.
Your career? How long are you gonna keep this up, Elle? Are you gonna live stream our wedding? Facetune our toddler? I mean, come on.
What would you rather I do? Something I hate? Something I do only for money, like you?
At least then you'd be contributing.
Wow.
Hey, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, okay? Come here. Look, I want to use this trip as a chance to get back to us. You know?
Me too.
Really?
Yeah.
I love you, Elle. You know that, right?
Yeah. I know. I love you too. So I just wanted to say thank you for all your amazing recommendations. We booked our hotels, and if you have any last minute tips for our California trip, please comment down below. I love you all. Seriously, I have the best fans in the world.
I don't think you understood what Eloise meant to me. It wasn't just that she was someone whose videos I watched. Eloise helped me through the lowest point of my life. I wouldn't have done anything to hurt her.
Mom? Mom, are you here?
Sorry, Haley. I'm in here.
There you are. How was your first day?
It was fine.
Good, good. Do you have homework?
Not much. I'm gonna go watch some videos in my room, if that's okay.
Of course. I love you. Dad would be so proud of you.
Thanks, Mom.
Here. I just wanted to give you all a quick tour of our new apartment. That's right, Coop and I are officially cohabitating. Isn't it wild? I also wanted to say thank you. I've been kind of a basket case about it all, and the only thing that kept me going was having your guides' support. I feel so much less alone because I have you all, and I hope you feel less alone because you have me. So excited to tell you all that we're going to be staying at the old Hollywood Hotel for our last night in LA. Oh, I'm so excited.
We have to find a way to go. This could be my chance to meet her, to talk to her, maybe even become friends with her. I can finally tell her how much she's inspired me, changed my life. I mean, I'd probably still be obsessed with boy bands if it wasn't for Eloise.
Don't remind me.
I just can't believe it. Not only is she coming to LA, but she's staying at a hotel 20 minutes away. It's like it. Like...
It's like it's a sign.
Exactly! It's destiny!
Haley.
I just have a feeling. This trip to LA, it's gonna be big for Eloise. It's gonna change things for her.
All right, stalker. What's the plan?
So, just in case you guys might think I live a glamorous life, this is my reality right now. No makeup, hair in a top knot, hiding out in the airplane bathroom 4 hours into a cross-country flight. And of course, Coop is sound asleep in his seat. Is there some secret to sleeping on planes that I haven't figured out yet? Message me if you have tips for the flight back, please.
As you may have noticed, the captain has turned on the seatbelt sign. We'll be starting our initial descent into Los Angeles shortly. Please return to your seat.
Woo! Did you hear that? See you soon, LA!
I handle the front desk at the hotel. Reservations, phone calls, idiots off the street trying to use our lobby bathrooms. So, yeah, I checked the girl in, and look, I'll be the first one to tell you. I'm not exactly a fan of this whole influencer thing. I mean, I got a 14-year-old kid at home, so I see what social media is doing to these kids. And worse, I see the kind of people that social media is making famous.
I can't believe we're finally here.
I guess it's not so bad.
Not so bad? It's beautiful!
Where's the pool?
I'll be right back. Are you Daphne?
Depends who's asking.
Okay, I know you probably can't tell me, but has Eloise Pham checked in yet? She's my favorite influencer, and I'm hoping to maybe get a selfie or an autograph or something.
An influencer? Seriously? I just can't...
Everything all right over here?
Yes, I was just pointing this nice young lady towards the pool.
Oh. Okay. Thank you. And... if you happen to see
Haley, let's go.
Rich, have I thanked you lately for deciding to let anyone use the pool on weekends? Because really, one of your best ideas.
Daphne, you're welcome. It's good for business.
Now remind me how having a bunch of celebrity-chasing teeny boppers running around is good for business.
Any publicity is good publicity. Speaking of which, who was she talking about? I mean, 10 years I've owned this place. Nothing like this has ever happened. I mean, worst we had is an overdose, some working girls in the first few years, but we earned ourselves a reputation as a stand-up business, you know? I mean, no other way to run things, if you ask me. Anyway, I only met her once in passing. Daphne told me she was like, you know, it's a social media star or something. I mean, what do they call them? Influencers. Yeah. Influencers.
Hey, hello. Welcome to the Old Hollywood Hotel. You checking in?
Yes, we are.
Hi, everyone.
Yes.
Just wanted to let you all know that we have officially landed in LA, and we made it to the Old Hollywood Hotel, and oh my god, it's even more stunning in person. Seriously, this is everything I've been dreaming of. I'll make sure to post some pictures once we get up to our room. What?
We haven't even gotten inside, and you've already done the one thing I asked you not to do.
Coop...
just forget it, okay? I'm sure we'll be having the same fight this whole trip.
Hey, I'm sorry. I won't post it, okay?
Really?
Really. Come on, let's go check in.
I just don't understand. We've been here 2 hours and nothing. They were supposed to land this morning. It's 80 degrees outside and she hasn't posted anything new. What else could they be doing?
I don't know. Probably just enjoying this beautiful day. Maybe you should try it.
I'm gonna go walk around and see if they're in the lobby or something.
Haley,
can you just hold her spot, please?
Sure. Will do.
Oh my god. Oh, Coop, would you look at this place? Oh, thank you for bringing me here. Really, it's perfect.
Yeah, well, it better be. It's costing us enough.
Welcome to the Old Hollywood Hotel. I'm the owner, Rich. Are you checking in?
Oh my god, the owner? Did you know we were coming?
It worries me. Look at the old Hollywood suites. Marilyn Monroe, Humphrey Bogart, Judy Garland, Elvis, Frank Sinatra. Old Blue Eyes, I loved him. At least they had talent. At least they did something more than carry around a camera and film themselves being obtuse. I mean, you ever follow these so-called influencers or whatever you say? Because let me tell you, I have, and there's not an ounce of talent in any one of them. Oh, I don't mean to sound insensitive. I'm sure this Eloise was a perfectly nice girl, and she certainly didn't deserve what she got. But I'll tell you, I wouldn't be surprised if that's what this was all about. If that is what ended up getting her in trouble.
Come on. How can you influence anyone if you're not posting anything?
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Hello?
Come to the lobby right now. She's here and she looks even more perfect in person.
That's great. Hey, I think I'm good though. I'm still at the pool, so just come over here whenever you're done.
But...
Stop it. Okay, I'll talk to you later. Hey.
Okay. I'm sorry to bother you, but I'm a really big fan.
Hi!
I wanted to tell you how much your videos mean to me. I've been watching you since you only had a few thousand followers, and I have all of your merch, and, I wanted to say thank you for everything you do. It really means a lot to people like me.
Thank you. That's so sweet. What's your name?
I'm Haley.
Haley.
Yeah, would it be possible to get a selfie with you?
Oh, please. Of course.
You know what? Hannah, was it? You seem very sweet, and I know Eloise appreciates meeting fans, but we're really trying to enjoy the last day of our vacation. It's been a long week, you can probably understand.
Babe, come on, it's just one...
I can check in the next party here.
Oh, look, that's us. Hey, thanks again for coming to say hi.
Okay.
Why do you have to be like that?
Someone has to set some boundaries.
You know, I wouldn't have anything if it wasn't for my fans.
No, you wouldn't have anything if it wasn't for me.
Hey, babe, we're leaving in 10 minutes.
Hi guys, coming to you live from the Judy Garland suite. So I can't stay long because I have to get ready for dinner, but I just wanted to tell you we are having the best time so far. I even got to meet one of you guys in the lobby. I can't tell you how much it means to me when fans come up to say hi. I may not quite be at the level of Judy Garland, but hey, I'm getting there. Okay, gotta go. We're going to this place that's like right by Hollywood and Highland. Coop said no phones, but I'll try to sneak a pic for you guys. Okay, bye.
Who are you talking to?
Nobody, baby. Nobody at all.
Honestly, though, I wasn't around the hotel long, at least during the day. I tend to handle the business side of things and let Daphne run the floor. I got tied up with some meetings and just ended up crashing at the hotel. But I'll tell you, man, I was beat. I had a long day and I really just wanted to get back to my room and get some rest. Another one, please.
Make it two. Thanks.
Jesus, Ben, you tracking my iPhone or something?
Hate to tell you this, Rich, but there's only one place to find you. Well, usually the bar on 6th.
Yeah, they changed their hours.
Okay. You aren't going to be able to run from this, you know. I mean, you can try, but this isn't the kind of thing that goes away. The board is talking about bankruptcy, Rich. They think you're going to have to close the property.
The board this, the board that, the board...
has your livelihood in its hands. I mean, not just yours, but everyone who works at that hotel. What are you going to tell them?
Oh. Thanks. All right. So what would you do? I mean, you're the advisor, right? Advise me.
Honestly, the best thing you can do at this point is cut your losses. Deficit is so deep. The only way you'd be able to make up these kind of numbers would be do something drastic. Do a reno, or get some sort of major celebrity endorsement.
Hmm. Well, how long do I have?
The board is making their decision on Friday.
Okay. I'll take care of it. Trust me. Trust me.
Daphne!
Rich, where the hell are you?
I had a thing. A meeting.
Okay, but where?
Hollywood Boulevard.
Why?
Trust me, I know. I'm on my way back to the hotel. How is it over there?
Oh, twice the amount of people here for the show as there are paying customers. So the usual.
We're not at capacity tonight, are we?
No, Rich. We're not at capacity. Can you think of the last time we were at capacity? Because I can't.
So, I assume my suite is open?
You know, I never book out the Elvis suite. When are you going to admit you live there?
I'll see you soon, Daphne.
I'll be here, as usual.
Cooper, slow down.
No, you're not listening.
Why
to me,
are you
okay?
Being like this?
I'm not asking for much, okay? All I asked for was one night to ourselves.
It has been to ourselves. Me wanting to take one picture
and video and live stream and story and...
Okay, me wanting to share this experience with my fans shouldn't affect the time we're spending together.
It does when all I wanted was for you for once to want to share the experience with me.
Oh, boy.
What do you think you're looking at?
Me? Honestly, two guests who should probably take what it seems to be a private conversation to their private suite.
We're paying guests. You can't talk to us like that. Cooper?
Let's just go, Eloise.
I'd watch it if I were you. I could probably get you fired with my platform.
I'd like to see you try.
Cooper, let's go.
I mean, the girl's own boyfriend couldn't stand it. Caused a whole scene in the lobby, then left a few minutes after they went back to the suite. Didn't see him again the rest of the night. And again, oh, I don't mean to sound insensitive, but can you really blame him? I'm sorry to say, but I can't. Oh, excuse me, I didn't mean to say that.
So, it's just about midnight, but thanks to jet lag, I am wide awake. As is apparently everyone else staying at this hotel. Oh, sorry, excuse me. Guess it's true what they say about it being the city that never sleeps. Or, wait, was that Vegas? Either way, I'll tell you, Hollywood is for hustlers. Not to mention what the 0% humidity is doing for my hair. Just look at the people these suites are named after. The Marilyn Monroe suite. She was an orphan before she became an international sex symbol. Audrey Hepburn survived World War II and worked as a chorus girl before she was cast as Gigi. And of course, the king himself. Did you know that when he was a kid, Elvis was teased and called a hillbilly? See, all of these people have one thing in common. They came from nothing and overcame everything. Maybe that's what I like so much about this place. It's proof that there's hope. What do you guys think? Does LA suit me better than New York? Who knows? Maybe it's time to start a new chapter. Maybe that's the reason for all of this. Okay, more soon. Oh, sorry, I was just... Stop! Why are you doing this? Help!
You've reached the end of the investigation. It's time to decide who you think killed Eloise. Here are your suspects. Eloise's boyfriend, Cooper.
No, you wouldn't have anything if it wasn't for me.
Eloise's superfan, Haley.
I just can't believe she's gone. Eloise is the whole reason that I'm here today.
The manager at the Old Hollywood Hotel, Daphne.
I'm not exactly a fan of this whole influencer thing. I see the kind of people that social media is making famous.
Or the owner, Rich.
The only way you'd be able to make up these kind of numbers would be do something drastic.
I'll take care of it. Trust me.
We'll be back with the answer after a word from our sponsor. Now it's time to find out who killed Eloise. Eloise was killed by Rich, the owner of the Old Hollywood Hotel, as a PR stunt to bring attention and business to the struggling property.
The board is talking about bankruptcy, Rich. They think you're going to have to close the hotel.
But it was a feature of the hotel that gave Rich away as the killer. The night of the murder, Rich was staying in his favorite room, the Elvis Suite.
I assume my suite is open.
You know, I never book out the Elvis Suite. When are you going to admit you live there?
Which was where we last heard from Eloise.
Marilyn Monroe Suite. And of course, the king himself. Did you know that when he was a kid, Elvis was teased and called a hillbilly? Oh, sorry, I was just... Stop! Why are you doing this?
This episode was inspired by the mysterious death of a Canadian student found dead in the water tank atop a hotel in downtown Los Angeles. After a month-long search during which video footage of the victim behaving oddly in the elevator was released, she was found after guests complained of issues with water pressure. Eloise was played by Breck Bassinger. Cooper by Jacob Bond. Haley was played by Jesse Case. Daphne by Ellen Dubin. Rich was played by Brad Venable. Friend by Nadia Settle. The valet by John Pirucello. Ben by Jameson Price. Haley's mom, news anchor, and co-worker by Rachel Quaintance. This episode of Solve was written and directed by Niall Capello. Executive produced by Corey Surge and Walt Palmer. Produced, recorded, and mixed by Salt Audio. Recorded at Bang Zoom Studios. Edited by Zach Jurich for Salt Audio. Sound designed by Jasper Van Dyke for Salt Audio. Original music and score by Noah Gersh and Jamie Sheffman. Casting by Romy Stutman. Casting assistant, Daisy Laura. Production coordinator, Liz LeMay. Next time on Solve. A husband and wife are brutally cut down while trying to save the Amazon rainforest.
It's spreading faster than anything I've ever seen. We have to go.
There's a decade of research in there.
There's no time. Come on.
But who amongst their enemies found their activism dangerous to their cause?
Look out! Holy
shit! Ah!
Oh my God, is everybody okay?
There's a note attached. It says get out of the Amazon.
Tune in next week to find out.